Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Hi, Larry. How are you doing down there with your snow?
Hey, Stuart,
has it melted
cold
already?
But most of the snow melted today.
Oh, well, good. We got about 2-3 inches, I guess, and supposed to snow again tomorrow and I think Thursday, but not a lot. But I think we are all getting a good taste of winter. This is kind of an Arctic vortex type situation. I was looking at a map, and boy, it's going all down through the United States, down south, deep down south. So you guys don't get that kind of weather in November, do you, normally?
No, but the Farmer's Almanac warned about a month ago that we would see snow in Oklahoma before Thanksgiving, and they were exactly right, and it's historic, basically. And we're a couple of days from now, we're supposed to be like 16 degrees, and this is unreal for this time of year.
Yeah, yep. Anyway, let's get on to the world with Hal Turner. Flash, Poland hit. Missile strikes on Kiev, major electronic troubles. Evidently, and I'm still curious about this troop withdrawal that General Armageddon ordered. What is going on over there? You've really been following this a lot more than I did today.
Well, here's some of the news, and this began right after the Russians suddenly withdrew out of Kherson, and on the other and on their side of the Dnieper River,
mm-hmm.
and so anyway, this is what happened today, and I'll run it through it real quick. Flash alert: massive Russian missile strikes on Kyiv and Kharkov. Ukraine, VSU headquarters struck, major electric troubles for Ukraine, first wave of Russian anti-aircraft launched missiles strike Ukraine from Caspian Sea, and Russian caliber missiles launched from the Black Sea, hitting inside Ukraine, cruise missiles launched from Donetsk, attacking Ukraine, Russian cruise missiles launched from Russian frigates and cruisers. Kharkov and Kyiv electric grids all down after Russian missile attacks. Ukraine Air Force reporting at least 100 Russian missiles in the first wave attack against Ukraine. Now, I can't vet this. This is an update. Hal's got it up. Unconfirmed. I want to repeat, unconfirmed. Says reporting Russia used a bunker buster bomb on Ukraine Army Staff Headquarters in Kyiv, and all are reported dead. But also at the same time, we're receiving some late information, and this is Hal Turner's covert intel also. Russians hit and killed lots of NATO officers in a logistics command center on the Ukraine border town near Poland. So with that all going on, it says that President Zelensky of Ukraine says that two missiles hit Poland, and the Russian attack, of course, most of the media in America are saying they're Russian missiles, but I've looked into some of the restricted information on Hal Turner's side, and I've compared the data, and I'm not going to read it, but I've compared some of the data, and it appears if his information is accurate and his images are accurate, that these were probably two S-300 missiles that were fired by Ukraine that struck in Poland. And, of course, at the same time, you've got Poland urgently convenes National Defense and Security Council of Ministries. Reports also of Polish fighter jets now taking off from the Tomaszów base. And by the way, Intel reports that Poland has requested an Article 4 consultation meeting with all NATO members, and this is not Article 5, but a consultation. And so it could be that a number of the officers killed inside Ukraine were literally Polish officers.
Wow. Or regular English. Who knows who was in there? Might have even been Americans in there. But Russia's not going to keep playing games here. We got General Armageddon. People forget he doesn't really care about collateral damage a whole lot. If he's been ordered to fix this Ukrainian situation, he's going to fix it. And this is just going to lead to a war. Now, this is interesting. It says, huge traffic jams seen in parts of Kiev after crippling Russian strikes on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. Now, how much of Ukraine is out of power? Quite a bit, I take it. And here, I understood, too, they did this during a snowstorm, and there's supposed to be a lot of cold weather following it. What, you have anything on that at all?
Well, they're reporting at least 100 or more of these missiles were used in this attack, and there is some later notes of reports of more missiles being fired by Russia into Ukraine. It appears that if it's Armageddon behind this, that he's through playing games and has pulled the gloves off and is going after NATO headquarters locations. There's a number of NATO command centers stretched throughout Ukraine that has Polish and UK and American troops involved. And it looks like he's hitting those places, plus he's taken out completely the Ukrainian infrastructure. And from what I'm reading, the Ukrainian power grids are also linked to a number of countries surrounding Ukraine. So this is really involving a section of Europe.
Wow. Well, here's a little note. Alternative remark, yesterday's Zelensky declared a major victory for Ukraine that would end the war. And 24 hours later, the whole country is without power, water, food, and the military is in full collapse. So much for what Zelensky is trying to do. I would imagine he probably launched it on orders of NATO or the United States to try and get NATO into full war. But as far as I can see, they're already at full war. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's like a little stage, and the Polish troops and the UK troops and the French troops and the U.S. troops, they're all wearing, you know, Ukrainian-style uniforms, but they have their patches on. I've seen some of Hal Turner's videos coming right out of that area, Kherson and other areas. And listen, these are not all Ukraine troops. There's a lot of NATO already in there. You know, Putin knows he's fighting NATO, and that's probably why he's got Sugarvig, which is Armageddon, leading this now. And I'll tell you what, one of the jokes that was made after Zelensky said the U.S. and Zelensky had basically won the war against Russia when Russia left Kherson.
Yeah.
A joke that came out of Russia and out of the Kremlin was that we'll let all the people in Ukraine enjoy their victory and go through the winter using Polish candles.
Yeah, I know. The after effects of this are going to be horrendous. And it is all coming here, folks. Don't think for a minute that we're not going to suffer the exact same fate.
Stuart.
Go ahead.
I wanted your... Yeah, this is on Hal Turner's site also. I don't think you can read this, but I'll read it to you. I want your comment on this. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas said today, nuclear war in Europe will not directly affect Americans. Nuclear war threat to the U.S. remains low. But what's your confidence level, Stuart?
Well, knowing biblical prophecy, knowing who the United States of America is, The guy's an idiot. And he better read his Bible, because they are leading us directly into a nuclear war with Gog and Magog, and who knows what China and North Korea are going to do. America's slated to go down. Folks, all you got to do is read Jeremiah 50, 51, jump into Revelation 18, and you get the basic picture. There's a whole lot of other scripture to verify it. But when somebody says nuclear war in Europe will not directly affect Americans, that's an idiotic, absolutely idiotic remark coming from one of our illustrious United States leaders. I think they're all affected with dementia, big-time dementia, because they don't seem to get anything right. And, you know, it's a big joke about military intelligence as an oxymoron. Well, that goes for the CIA. That goes for all of them. They don't have any intelligence that's real. What they have are lies. And I can say that because the Bible says that. When you reject the real truth of biblical prophecy, when you reject God, then you have rejected the truth. And you're blind leading the blind. Like Jesus said, blind lead the blind. They all fall into the ditch together, and that's what's coming. Anyway, so we got to wait, I guess, until tomorrow or the next day to find out what's going on. A couple of headlines I wanted to hit you with. The Lancet, you know, that medical journal that's supposed to be the highest in the world, I guess, openly calls for UN-run mandatory vaccination programs. You get that, folks? Where we're headed? Well, that's where we're headed. Another one, rail strike threat escalating as the third union rejects the deal. Anyway, there's a lot more we can get into. We'll do it on Wednesday night. We'll probably have a lot more news on what's really happening over there. This is so hard to vet, which is why I believe Hal Turner says, well, it's rumor, or we're not sure yet, or whatever. But there's definitely something going on when General Armageddon is a known tiger, if you will, and he's not probably on a leash at this point. And I believe that all of what's going on is a direct result of his leadership. And as I said before, he does not care about collateral damage. Now, when it comes to the United States and a nuclear war, he is not going to care about collateral damage, if you get my drift. This is really, really developing fast, and they're moving at next speed, I guess one could call it. Final word there, Larry.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Mayorkas also said, remember, multiple times the border is secure in America. We know that's a big fat lie. But we'll get into something tomorrow night I want to talk about on information we've received about this FTX crypto situation involving the Democrats in Ukraine.
Yeah, that's a huge money laundering operation. I was hoping we could get into it. Folks, Ukraine has been nothing but a money laundering, corrupt criminal operation from beginning to end. And Trump knew it. And a lot of other people knew it. And so here we go. And Trump is supposed, by the way, to make a major speech tonight, which could be a very, very interesting speech. You know what time that is, Larry?
I think it's at our time, central time, 8 o'clock, I believe. But I could be wrong on that, but I think that's right. But I'm getting a lot of intel and information and notes out of Steve Bannon and America's Voice and the War Room and all of that. So this is what he says is going to be interesting, because he is literally come, if what they say is true, he's going to run again as an outsider, not a Republican particularly, an outsider just like he did the first time, but all hell is set against him already.
Yeah. This is going to divide the nation, and it's not good, folks. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow night, the Lord willing. Take care.